This is JIS News. Coming up, government updating systems before making decision on renewal of traffic ticket amnesty. New recycling plant opens in St. Andrew and pilot project to extract rare earth elements from red mud to begin soon. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the government will decide in the coming months whether to renew the recently concluded traffic ticket amnesty. Minister Bunting says a decision on the matter will be taken once the government has finished updating its records.
We're now going to consolidate the database. All those 127,000 tickets that were settled during the amnesty, we're going to upload those. We have a huge project going on where we've gone to the courts and we're going through their manual-based system and we're doing the data entry to bring the tickets settled at the courts onto this electronic database. The final step is where we're setting up our machinery to resolve those tickets which are being contested.
This is expected to be completed within the next 2 months. In the meantime, until the systems are updated, Head of Traffic Senior Superintendent Radcliffe Lewis has been advised to exercise discretion in enforcing warrants of arrest for persons with outstanding tickets issued before September 21, 2010. The country now has a full-fledged recycling plant. The 20,000-square-foot plant, Jamaica Recycles, was officially opened on Wednesday at a ceremony at its base of operations on Spanish Town Road in St. Andrew. The plant was established by global recycling company International Recycling and Reclamation Limited. It will operate as a collection and packaging center for recyclable material. The collected material will be sorted and condensed at the plant before being shipped overseas to be recycled. Speaking at the launch, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller lauded the decision to establish the plant and the economic benefits it will derive for Jamaica.
Recycling plastic and paper provides us with a means of earning foreign exchange while providing jobs. This environmental project is not only assisting to make our environment clean, it has the potential to create about 100 jobs.
The company has plans to pay individuals for each ton of recyclable material they supply to the plant. Jamaica will soon begin a pilot project to extract rare earth elements from red mud or bauxite residue. The pilot is being facilitated through a memorandum of understanding signed between the Jamaica Bauxite Institute and Japanese company Nippon Light Metal. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the demand for rare earth elements exceeds supply worldwide. Therefore, the extraction of the product will provide the opportunity for Jamaica to earn much needed foreign exchange and to create jobs.
Rare earth oxides, the commodity that will be extracted, are currently being traded at rates up to $3,500 per kilogram. When you compare what we get per ton for our alumina, just about $330, you can see that it is clear that this resource presents an opportunity Jamaica must pursue and which must be managed in such a way that Jamaica and our people benefit significantly.
Minister Paulwell was speaking during a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. And the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is working on a three-digit number to encourage children to report abuse. Chief Executive Officer of the Child Development Agency, Carla Francis Edie, says this will give the agency a better idea of the number of children in need of care and protection. She says the low report from children may be a result of the current long digits that could be difficult for children to remember.
There are not many reports as you would want to see from children, and we have attributed that to probably the long number, the 188 Protect. And so I know that the Office of the Children's Registry is currently working on getting a three-digit number, which would be easily remembered by children so they'd be able to call.
The OCR is also implementing its Child Ambassador Program, aimed at using children to encourage their peers to report child abuse. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.